This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Again, welcome to hour two of the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Remember that we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. La, 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 la. Go to our website, radiolawtalk.com, and you can read our wonderful disclaimers. It is an absolute sleeper, and go ahead and read that late at night. In fact, sit down tonight around 11:30 and just open up your iPhone and read it. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. I also want to push the info at Radio Law Talk as our email, info at Radio Law Talk. Generally speaking, we can answer most emails, but we can't answer all of them. If you say, how much is my case worth? This is, the situation. It's going to be, well, give us a call and we'll have to review it or send you to a lawyer that handles that type of, not send you, but just, direct you, go see this type of an attorney. What's interesting, during hour number one, we talked about some fun things. One thing I brought up, something that very important that came out on Friday that we'll talk about this hour, is that a California judge just overturned, ready for this, California assault rifle weapons ban. Woo!
Wow. Now, when did that come out?
Friday.
Yesterday.
Friday late.
Wow.
And it just was reported like 3 hours ago. And it might have came out this morning, but I think it came out in the evening. Like, the judge, I think, apparently did it last minute. But here's what's interesting. The judge did, he ruled it, but gave the state time to appeal it. And so he stayed it for 30 days, I believe it was. But he overturned the California assault weapons ban, going through details, basically stating that, look, this is not constitutional under the Second Amendment. And so we'll talk about that. And then, shocker, you guys ready for this? Sit down, everybody. It's a shocker. Gavin Newsom doesn't agree.
What?
No. Yeah. Well, the problem is he had his mask on, and he couldn't figure out. He's trying to figure out how to stop us from ever living again. Oh, did I say something about it? I'm sorry, but conservative, Republican, or liberal, he's making us mask up forever, and that's what's just irritating me. I'm sorry. What was it, the 15th of June? We are able to go about living, and now he just changed that again and said, nope. I'm going to, even the CDC, he's going to figure a way to go around the CDC and not.
It's been extended to 7-1, July 1st, right?
The target's going to keep moving. I mean, I don't know what's going on here. This is crazy.
For the last year, we've heard it's got to be all about the science, whatever the science says. And now the science and CDC says, yeah, take the masks off, but apparently it's not about the science anymore.
So, what's interesting, whatever. Too, is have you been in California? Well, I've been to other states. I travel to other states. Nobody's wearing masks in a lot of the other states. I mean, not nobody, but there's very few, And even in California, I'm a little bit shocked that I'm going into the supermarkets, and I'd say 50% of people are not masked, at least maybe 60% in some. And I just think people are just saying, why did we get off topic when we said what we're going to talk about is this case that about the Second Amendment?
Because it affects all of us.
I'm just teasing. I'm saying I was talking about our governor, but I'm not. Again, we're politically neutral, but that still is interesting that he.
Well, except for that, we're political neutral.
Yeah, exactly. One exception.
Yeah, one exception. Yeah, that's exactly. Us Californians, like, can we please take our mask off, governor? Oh, by the way, and you did. You had years off, and were able to eat at the French Quarter's restaurant.
Do you remember? Do you remember back in the day when folks had run for political office, and their platforms were based on things like tax reform? Or international policy and diplomacy.
Right.
Now it's all, what's your platform? Masks.
Masks.
That's my platform. Oh, okay.
Masks. Oh, we digress. Okay, what we're here for is one thing, Cal. You know, we're here for the case or no case. So let's see if we can beat you this time. You smoked us hour one.
All right.
So hour two, let's see if
here
Cal Hunter.
We go.
Now it's time
here
to
we go.
Play case or no case.
You asked for it. You're going to get it. One night in early 2019, Roman street artist Alicia Barbeau grabbed a picture of Jesus and stylized it. And then she went and got some glue and stuck it on a bridge in the Vatican. A year later, she was stunned to learn that the Vatican had apparently used a reproduction of her image, which featured Barbeau's hallmark heart emblazoned across Jesus' chest as its 2020 Easter postage stamp, without consulting her. She was most upset and immediately ran to an attorney there at the Vatican and said, hey, case or no case? And so I ask you, Fred, what do you think, case or no case?
That's an interesting one because, and so this obviously didn't happen in the United States. It happened back...
In the Vatican.
In the Vatican. Would that be under Italian law or what?
No, it's Vatican law.
The nation state.
It's its own nation state. Right. Yeah. But I'm saying, can they sue... See, I don't know European law, but I wonder they would have to sue. Vatican's like its own country, isn't that correct?
Yes.
But they would have to sue in the Vatican.
And lots of people go after the Catholic Church because of all of the printed material that they have. So I would imagine, I couldn't tell you for sure, but I would imagine they would have laws internally that would cover that sort of thing.
Well, I have absolutely no idea on this, but it is interesting that they used it. And I believe, Cal, this sounds so logical. It's probably not a case, but I'm going to say this is a case. And... the Vatican's gonna win.
Okay.
That's scary. That's just scary. Wait a minute. That's just scary. Hold on. Let me pull with Denise. Let me think about it for a second.
Wait, you guys say, just, you guys say, let me get
started. You ask questions.
I know that. No, I just, it no. just,
so works she, of art use color.
Yeah, and so she put a sticker on the wall. Is that what you're saying?
So this lady, what was her name again, Cal?
Roma.
Yes, because the name means everything.
Oh, it does. Believe me. It does.
Alicia Barbrow.
Oh.
Barbrow.
Barbrow Walters?
All right, I'm going to stick with Barbrow. I'm going to stick with it. It's a case, and she loses.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, I'm sure you would have a response to that thought.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking about this, and I think it would be ironic if the Vatican said, okay, yeah, you know what, we'll agree to entertain this lawsuit. By the way, you kind of stuck it on the wall without permission, so we're also going to come after you for vandalism. But so I'm going to say that this is a case and that some sort of settlement is reached. And it can be a large settlement, a small settlement, but something is reached so that there's some sort of an accommodation, even if it's nothing more than just an accreditation. So now people get to know who put the thing on there. But it is a case, and it does not go to any sort of trial. There is a settlement reached.
So what happens if I say that, okay, if she doesn't get anything, then I won too, right? That
means if you say she doesn't get anything, then she lost. She didn't get anything, no monetary, no recognition.
He's saying
nothing.
They settled it.
I'm saying
yeah,
settled.
But I think that's a okay. I'm worried about not getting if they settle it. I'm not getting my point. Go ahead.
Keep going. All right, Denise, what do you think about this case or no case?
Well, there's a couple of things that bother me about this case, and one is that she just stylized a picture, a standardized picture of Jesus, which is out there in the public. Then she posts it publicly, and we don't know if she copyrighted it or protected it or did anything in that way. So I just think factually it's kind of a non-starter. So I am going to say no case.
All right, that's fair enough. You're entitled to your opinion, and I'm not going to give you the answer now. I'm sorry. I'd like to, but I'm not going to. I want you to think about it.
What are you calling this case or no case?
We are calling it the case of the bleeding heart Jesus.
Actually, you said earlier, case e no case, which actually was very close to being house or no house.
Yeah, casa.
And
no
casa, casa e no casa. Yeah. So,
we got time. We got about 30 seconds. Yeah, so, Kevin, Cal, tell us what I'll tell them the number. If you want to call in, it's 855-529-7234. 855-529-7234.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, we have one caller on the line. I don't know if he's going to give us an opinion or chew me out. But anyway,
Thank you. announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Boys are weird. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
You know, we're talking about this Vatican case, and I'm just thinking about Steve Martin in the movie where he what's the one, the Pink Panther, the new Pink Panther movies, and Steve Martin is going up and talking to the supposed Pope at in the Vatican and going through the case, how stuff was stolen, you know, there's multiple things being stolen, something was stolen from the Pope, and he okay, let's put the, you know, he's up there with the Pope. He says, let's put our, and he puts the robe on. Okay, let's see. Now you're walking this way with your robe. Yes, I was walking this way. And then you put your hat on. This is how your hat, and he basically dresses up and he goes, you're walking outside. Yes, I was walking toward the and yes, and you walk out here, and then he starts to fall down, and people are like, the Pope, he's falling off the ledge. It was Steve Martin. Have you seen that before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got to go look at, go to Pink Panthers, the new movies with Steve Martin. And
it's one of those movies that you won't love, but it has a few occasionally really funny scenes.
We love it. Like unfortunately, my grandkids watch it all the time. They, can we turn that on? That's the funniest. I just think that Steve Martin's the funniest
it's
guy.
It's kind of dad humor.
It is total dad humor. Yeah. That's the way to put it. I'm glad you did that. Mm-hmm.
And I saw Steve Martin in concert along with Martin Short right here, very near our studios.
Oh, wow.
With my wife and I. My kids gave that to us as a present. It was kind of fun.
Awesome. I must have been with you.
Oh, yeah? Were you there?
I was.
Out there at the pavilion where they, you know, because it's an open-air place, which is the casino's way of saying, you know what? We're too cheap to put on a roof. Let's just make
I thought it was fantastic.
It was. It was fun. It was a good experience.
All right, Cal, finish up your case.
All right,
or no
here we
case.
Go. Case or no case. The question, by the way, we did get a call from Bruce in Mendocino County who said...
Hey, Bruce.
Case. Okay. He thinks it's going to be a case. So here is the answer to the first off. Those of you who said it was not a case, did anybody say it wasn't a case? That would be Denise. Okay, well, so Denise, all I can say is I'm so sad.
Oh, that helped Todd, you and
yes.
I.
Barb Rouse sued the Vatican City State's telecommunications office in Rome court, alleging it was wrongfully profiteering off of her creativity and violating the intent of her artwork, which was just to put it on display and not for a postage stamp. The lawsuit is seeking nearly 130,000 euros, $160,000 in damages. So the Vatican never responded to her attempts to negotiate a settlement. After she found they used their image. Copyright lawyers familiar with the case say it's so important. It's a benchmark for Italy and for the Vatican. And it is an evidence of increasing appreciation for Banksy-style street art that just shows up that people need to honor the artist in that, rather than just saying, "Oh, it's on the street. Well, I can go get it."
Got it.
Right. So, the,
so it's a so, case,
so
but
what
nobody's
happened?
Won.
It's still going on.
I'm trying to look and see. This may be one of those where I don't know.
It's still going on. So.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one. I just want to make this point. This case was surprising. It was why I did it. Is because the Vatican, if they originate art, they are very protective over that and will aggressively go after you, and you know, in the legal realm. So they took this, made it into a postage stamp. That was okay, but if it's some of their art and you took it and made it into your postage stamp, they'd be all over you like like ants at a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do I get? What are the points that I give these
going,
two
we're
gentlemen?
We're going to say it is as yet. Unresolved.
So we should get our 2 points because we weren't wrong.
Yeah, I think two's fine.
Yeah,
and that's
two
case.
And that's case.
It's just interesting when you think about this. It, for folks that just look at the legal lawsuits in general, somebody out there has got to be thinking, so let me get this straight. You take an image and you didn't expect any money, you didn't expect anything from it at all, and you put it on the wall not expecting anything. But because somebody took a picture of that and used it, now you went from no expectation of any money at all to I have been damaged to the tune of 130,000 euros. That, to me, is interesting.
That might be what they were expecting.
Well, no, again, the idea here is that they were not expecting anything at all when they posted it up there. So, damage it. Look, if I hit you and I break your leg, I get damages. If I burn your house down, I get damages. But, that's just sort of a layman's person opinion of that.
Good. Appreciate your
Will we be talking a little later about graffiti artists?
Yeah, we're going to. Let's talk about this Christian College lawsuit.
Sure.
This is, we only have a couple minutes left, and so we're not going to be able to get deep into it, because I want to talk more about it the next segment. But here's what's important, and this is what Todd brought up, and we're going to get into this a little bit. What happens a lot of times is the press picks up on stuff that the judge rules. And people, especially the press, a lot of times don't understand kind of the depth of what the judge is trying to say. And it doesn't usually come out. Who knows what they're doing intentionally, but they don't a lot of times get it. And what the judge is trying to say many times is, look, I'm ruling this way. I don't necessarily agree with this, or it's not ready or ripe at this time. And so this is a case that the facts are as follows. There's a Christian college in the it's called College of the Ozarks in Missouri. And it is actually, I didn't realize what's interesting. Almost everybody's on scholarship. Almost 90% of the students are on scholarship, or they try to get 90%, but they require them to work at the same time. They have to have a job. And so a lot of kids go there, and it's a very Christian school, biblical school, and they brought a lawsuit, and actually an association from them concerning Biden, who signed an executive order that says something, I don't remember the details.
You can't discriminate against transgender people.
Right. That basically said, wait a minute. We have dorms. We have girls and boys dorms. And girls go in girls' dorms and boys go in boys' dorms. And that's it. Even if they recognize or what's the word? Not they feel their
identity.
Their identity,
yes,
is of a male or a female. That doesn't matter. We believe a male goes in the male, and not only that, males go in the male, and the males and females, no matter what your identity you believe is. And they preemptively struck and filed a lawsuit. And we're going to talk about what the judge has to say about this when we come back at Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We're having a good time. Stick with us.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station. Remember, Radio Law Talk is live Saturdays, 9 to noon Pacific time. So if your radio station doesn't air us then, you can turn us on live just by going to RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on.
RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the economy begins to rebound, the May jobs report is showing that employers are stretched thin to find workers. After a slow gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Boucher says there's still a solid gain and expects that hiring will pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts are noting there's still a disconnect between employers who need workers immediately and the unemployed who might be looking for better jobs with better pay. They also might lack child care or be waiting for the virus to completely go away. The number of people looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Is this real life? Are you serious?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Set you back up. We're talking about this Christian college in College of the Ozarks in Missouri. And I already went through the facts about the Biden's executive order. And Todd, tell us what the judge ruled and how it's kind of been misconstrued in the media.
Yeah, so in the media, every headline you read says judge rules against Christian College, sides with the Biden administration or the administration lawyers for this law. The law is that the law requires that people be allowed to have access to the facilities consistent with their gender identity, not their biological gender, right? Not how they were born biologically. And so it makes it sound like the judge was ruling on the merits, saying that this law is appropriate, it's okay, and that's not really what the judge said. Cases and controversies that come before the court have to be what's called ripe. There has to be actually somebody that is aggrieved because something has happened and they've been denied or infringed upon because of the law. And when these colleges filed an appeal or a lawsuit challenging the Biden order, seeking a temporary injunction so that the order did not go into effect, this judge said that the dispute is not justiciable. Meaning,
whoa! What? What?
That's why I said meaning.
Justiciable.
Yes. Meaning, nobody. This isn't a lawsuit filed by somebody who has now had to accommodate a transgender individual who has gone in and used the facility and now says, I was embarrassed, I was hurt because I was in the shower and a transgender individual came in. Nothing like that has occurred yet at this school. Whole argument was prospective, i.e., boy, if this were to occur, these people would be aggrieved.
Speculative. Yeah,
and the judge said, I can't issue an order based on that. We have to have an actual controversy here. I can't offer an opinion. If I did, my ruling would be an advisory opinion as opposed And so to that degree, the judge isn't saying that the order of Biden is right or wrong. It's not saying, issuing a ruling based upon the merits. What the judge is saying is, I can't rule on it yet until there's an actual controversy. And that's why the temporary restraining order was denied.
And I wonder if the Christian church had failed to request declaratory relief. Because if that relief was requested, then potentially the judge could at least declare what he believed should happen. Right? That's what declaratory relief is about.
Yeah, what she could have declared was that the judge was Roseanne Ketchmark. And I don't think that request was made.
Right.
I mean, my guess is, based upon all this and based upon the way the judge ruled, I could see this question coming up. You know, when you have the temporary injunction, the court says, okay, as it stands right now, as of today, when the judge is hearing this, are there any transgender individuals at your school that have requested access to the facilities consistent with their gender identity? And has anybody claimed to be aggrieved by that? Has that event occurred? And the answer would have to be no. Otherwise, the judge has no basis to say it's not justiciable.
Right.
Right? So the judge says, until that happens, I can't issue a ruling. So
that's awesome. That's great. Great analysis. That's why you listen to Radio Law Talk, radiolawtalk.com, 855 Law Radio. We have the behind the scenes and the in front of the scenes.
But isn't that like a transportation planner coming and saying, Your Honor, I think this intersection we put in has the potential to take a life. And then the judge would say, well, I wish I could help you, but until somebody gets killed in that intersection, I can't make a ruling.
Right.
I mean, and I know that kind of stuff.
It's not ripe.
Yeah.
It's not ripe.
Yeah.
And so that's like picking your peaches that are not ripe.
Okay, got it. There will be no peach picking here, by the way.
No peach picking today. We're going to do the peach picking analysis with the law here.
I like that. Well, just to answer your question, though, Cal, with regard to what you said, in that case, I think that there's a lot more statistical analysis in the case of an engineer saying, look, we know based upon this that if you allow people to make this turn at greater than 15 miles an hour, that we know that this will happen.
Right.
We know this. Whereas in the temporary restraining order case here with the Biden administration's order, the potential for harm, I'm not saying it's not out there, but is probably more speculative than what would happen in an engineering sense for coming up on a curve, which may be why those might be handled a little differently.
That's a good point. Thank you.
You know what's interesting is my friend told me a story, and my friend is a guy by the name of Danny Aldridge. I'll give him a shout out. And he remembers back in college when they went back to college to visit some friends in Idaho. He tells the story in the 1970s where they were, or early 80s, they were looking for their friend's house. And as they pulled up, and this is in a smaller town in Idaho, and guess in a small town in Idaho is what happens. Nobody locks their doors. And as they came, rolled in and late at night, it was probably, maybe 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night. They rolled into their really good friend's house, parked, walked in the door, set their sleeping bags out on the ground. They didn't want to wake the family up and started to lay down and go to sleep. And as they did, they noticed some pictures on the floor, on the counters and up on the wall. And my friend Danny, who didn't know this couple, but one of the girls that he brought with him did, and he said, Marie, this was a nice-looking family. She goes,
who were those people?
Yeah, she kind of went, well, I don't know. They look a little different. And they started looking at the thing. Finally, they picked up, they found some mail sitting on the kitchen table, and it was the wrong family. They had gone across the street, and the family they knew was across the street, and they had walked into someone else's house. They had their sleeping bags, and they were laying around sleeping. I mean, they hadn't gone to sleep, but they were, like, just going down for bed,
Just glad they decided not to shower, didn't take a shower.
Yeah, it just laid as, like, four or five of the teenagers. And to think, how stupid that was. Well, that reminds me of this exact case that's coming up. And really, it's giving kudos to the police. And lucky this drunk teenager, Denise, met up with some pretty cool police officers.
Yes,
tell them what happened.
I love this story because it's funny. So this Milwaukee teen, he's really drunk, and he breaks into an Airbnb rental. And he just goes upstairs and crawls in bed and sleeps. And when he wakes up in the morning, he's in this Airbnb, and there are all these police officers that are attending, you know, like a convention, and they've rented this Airbnb, and everybody in there except for this teen are police officers. So they do have him arrested. They do arrest him, and they said, you know, thank goodness that he chose good-hearted police officers to break into, because if he had gone in and crawled into bed with a teenager or my wife, for example, then he could have, you know, suffered some pretty serious consequences. Yeah. And as a result, even though he was arrested, they ended up not bringing charges against him.
Which they shouldn't have.
And the 19-year-old said, I don't remember what happened last night.
Well, and the best part about it is he tweeted it out, put it on TikTok. It's on TikTok. He pushed it out to his social media and thanked the police officers, because it could have been a tragic result. I mean, he could have broken into someone's house, and what's that person think? You know, oh my gosh, I got to protect my house, and shot him.
Or one of the police officers there could have overheard him and, you know, thought somebody was breaking in, and being, you know, vigilant, they could have shot him.
Sure. You know, folks, there's a little bit more to this story here. Apparently, before he got into the bed and went to sleep, well, he went to the table, and there were three bowls of porridge out there. Now, he tried and it was too hot. And then he breaks a chair, right? And then they find him in the bed. And actually, it's not even him. It was her. She had long golden hair.
Yes.
Okay. And so, you know.
And he found the bed that was just right.
And look, there she is. And so, you know, now you know the rest of the story of what we were told. Goldilocks and the Three Bears was actually Goldilocks and the Three Airbnbs. That's what it was. So.
And then you woke up, right, Todd?
Exactly.
All right. Todd's dreaming about it. You know why he does that? Our single boy here is dreaming that Goldilocks comes into his house and breaks in and eats the porridge and lays down in a nice bed.
Well, you know, the people in Idaho were at the same risk. One of the reasons people in Idaho don't lock their doors is because most of them have weapons, and many people have weapons in their home.
Ooh, you know, don't get drunk and go.
I'm just saying it could have been pretty dangerous in both situations.
All right, we're going to talk about how you milk an almond, and Todd was trying to figure that out.
When
we get back, I know it's nuts, but we're going to talk about milking an almond. There's been multiple lawsuits against Blue Diamond, and Blue Diamond, by the way, is a co-op of multiple, because there's other almond companies, but there's lawsuits about vanilla flavoring. There's been lawsuits about milk, calling it milk, and I actually did an article on that, and which was did quite well out there, and we're going to talk about that when we come back at Radio Law Talk. Keep your seatbelt on.
Fascinating topic. When is milk not milk? That's coming up next here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be back pretty shortly.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with...
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
You know what's great? When you're just blowing up everywhere, and I guess I'm patting myself on the back all day long. So we're talking about Blue Diamond's vanilla flavoring. There's a class action lawsuit settlement we want to talk about. And I remember I wrote a big article about milk wars, you know, the almond milk versus the cow milk. And you know what I just did? I typed in my name on the internet and I typed in milk, and there's articles all over the place. Yahoo. I'm looking at Yahoo Finance. It's on Yahoo Finance. I'm just telling you how popular. I'm just trying to get you guys to really just recognize the.
You just typed in your name and the word milk?
Milk, and it came up everywhere. I'm just trying to tell you okay. who you're sitting.
Never with. Mind what the pictures show.
Well, yeah, you know, some of the Fred Penny milks it for all it's worth. Okay, so that's different than what we're talking about.
Shoot, but, that's not what we're talking about. Okay, all right.
Fred well, tell Penny, us how you lactation expert.
Fred Penny alleges he has no memory of the event whatsoever.
What is wrong with Cal?
His case was utterly ridiculous. Oh, no.
The worst part of Cal is, you know, there's nothing. He should be hitting crickets. He should be hitting the clapping. You've got to start using those things. Or there's got to be a kid saying, and you're too late, Cal. You're getting old, and you're not popping in those things.
Are you kidding?
There you go. That's what you need, something like that. You got to be ready with those, man.
Or that stone.
That is. Okay.
It's anecdotal, needs to be said. Whenever Fred starts one of his stories.
That is anecdotal.
I'm the biggest story side teller in the world. I could talk all 3 hours about stories. back in Penryn, California. That's where I grew up, in a place called Penryn, California. Look, Blue Diamond Almonds, we love Blue Diamonds because we're in California.
Oh, yeah.
And we are in the almond area. And let me tell you a very quick story. I got another one. This is anecdotal. Put it up. I'm doing this just so Denise can laugh. I went to a raceway where these, I'm going to say high-fluidant people, wonderful people, invite you to bring your exotic cars, right? Ferrari, Bentleys, Porsches, and they run them down the speedway. And this bank just uses it privately, right? I show up, and here's this $600,000-$700,000 McLaren rolls up.
So a true supercar.
This was a super, supercar. This is more expensive than a Lamborghini.
It wasn't just a cool car. It was a supercar.
Yeah. Well, there's a definition of those, and McLaren fits it.
McLaren fits it. And let me tell you, an almond farmer got out of that car. It was an almond farmer. And I asked him this. I said, "Where's your trailer?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You trailer that thing down from your farm," because the farm he came from was about 2 hours away. And don't forget, where he's coming from, these farms, it's two-lane highways with semi-trucks. And he goes, "No, I drove it." I said, "You drove this $600,000-$700,000 car behind?" And by the way, it wasn't old. It was new. It was like 6 months old. And so that was an almond farmer. My point is, get into almond farming, man. Here we are. Blue Diamond, look. There's been lawsuits about the milk industry suing them, and I wrote an article on it, and you can look it up on Yahoo Finance, where we discussed, define what milk is. Is milk part of the process? The process of making, and you can look this up, milk from almonds is basically they just put water in it, squeeze it, and then they strain it, and it comes out to a milky substance. It's really a watery substance, but it has that milky look. But
like coconut milk. It looks similar to coconut milk.
Coconut milk is really coconut milk. There's milk inside that nut.
Oh. Right, right. That's exactly right.
Well, there's fluid inside the nut that we have deemed
called
used
milk,
the word milk.
But there's really no fluid inside of, I mean, there's moisture, but no fluid. So let me get to my point. My point is, the courts have held, this is an hour discussion, but generally speaking, Blue Diamond lost on that case. And the courts basically found milk was kind of more generic. And so, but then they started using vanilla, Blue Diamond, vanilla flavoring, and their class action lawsuit settlement occurred, and they sued saying that you're not doing what? They're not basically.
It's not real true
vanilla. And there's a settlement. Go ahead, Denise. I'll let you. I've been talking too much.
No. It's right down your alley, though.
Yeah. So what happens is they come in and say, well, no, it's not true vanilla. And this is the point I'm trying to get. It is a settlement offer. Okay. And they settle the case. And this tells you, I hate to say it, but I think it would be a tough road to hoe for the plaintiff's case to sue Blue Diamond about this vanilla flavoring. Yep. There we go. That's a good one. Guess what the settlement amount was, Cal? The amount. This is for the whole United States. Anyone that's ever used almond milk. $2.6 million.
I was going to say three. Well,
but that is, that, just so you know, that is nothing. And this is what this is the class members that submit a claim. You know, you can submit claims without even proof that you were, without a receipt. 50 cents for each product purchase. With a maximum of $5. Now, let me tell you, if you're going to take time...
You know how much a half a gallon of almond milk costs?
But guess what, Cal? Take the time to fill out the paperwork and do all that work for $5.
Yeah.
It will take you more time to do that, wait for your return, respond back and forth. Now, if you go get all your receipts and show that you've bought some, you can receive... Ready for this? Get the drum. I want drum roll.
Okay,
get ready for this.
Here's the drum roll. Okay, here we go. Yeah.
I mean, this is with receipts and everything. Per family. You can only do it for the family. Maximum $20. And
the lawyer gets a third, right?
And not only that, it's not just the $20. If there's more claims than $1.25 million, and it starts going over that, they're going to proportionally reduce it down. So you may be down to $12 after getting all your receipts together, formatting them, scanning them, sending them through, and filling out this all these forms. And by the way, there is a form you can fill out.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
There's a there is a chance. Oh, my gosh. That just cracks me up. I'm sorry for off.
There are a lot of ills that society faces in today's day and age, from everything from human trafficking to everything. But I rest good at night knowing that there are a group of class action attorneys that, despite all of the ills we face in society, have undertaken to address the really contentious issue of whether or not almond milk is almond milk, so that they can get that award.
No, this is about vanilla. That's a different one.
So that they can get this award per family of anywhere from $5 to $20. And fight that battle.
That's exactly right.
I insert the word sarcasm here. That is just amazing to me.
Wow.
Jeez.
Well said.
Okay. And once again, just sitting there going,
show me the money.
Somebody's got to stop people from misrepresenting themselves.
But it's a classic case, is it not, where the law firm is saying, well, $20 each, that's okay, but how many of those are going to come in? What do we get out of the 1.25 or the $2 million that we got for this settlement?
Good
the law firm does fine. The people they supposedly, in air quotes, represent, end up getting Skwitorski.
But you know, Denise did bring up a good point. I mean, Denise is so much smarter than us. We go off on tangents. She says a few words that are, you guys didn't catch it, that resonate. And that is, but it fixed an issue that was not a major thing, but it stops them from going further, right? Stops them from, okay, next thing is vanilla, next thing is X, Y, Z, next thing you know, they're going off the board, and this stops them.
I get it if it's back in the day, a tobacco company saying, hey, doctors actually smoke this, and this is good for you and good for your health, which is contrary to everything, and people are dying in droves. But,
no filters. Soothes the throat.
But vanilla-flavored versus natural or non-natural vanilla flavoring, that seems to me to pale in comparison to a big ill like the tobacco industry lawsuits that we saw. But whatever.
What do we know?
Where do you draw the line? I guess if you can't draw the line at all, you got to let everything go. So.
Well, isn't it true that almond milk is lactose, or it's non-lactose?
Well, yes. It doesn't come from a mammal.
Right.
So.
Have you figured out how to milk it yet?
There is a picture on the internet of a great big almond, and a little tiny farmer reaching up under the almond.
Have you ever had blue? Oh my gosh! Have you ever had blue diamond cheese almonds? The greatest almond of all time, and about 20 years ago, they discontinued it.
Oh,
cheese.
That's an outrage.
Oh, my heavens. I mean, everyone's like, Smokehouse is the most popular, or other things. They got the wasabi one and this one. What the heck? Bring back cheese. I'm starting it right now. Please, Blue Diamond, bring back cheese almonds.
Because the use of the word cheese was misleading, and so some class action lawyer is depriving you in the middle of your keto diet.
We'll be back for hour three. Hang on.
Stay tuned. We'll have the third hour of Radio Law Talk coming up in just about 6 minutes from now.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.